Yesterday, a news release went out. Peoria BioMade announces launch grant from the Gilmore Foundation and hires an executive director. Well, there's a lot of stuff in that title, right? There's a lot of stuff going on. Peoria BioMade was launched by our friend Jake Beecraft. Jake's on the phone with us this morning from the East Coast. Hey, Jake, good morning, man.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We are doing awesome, and you are doing awesomer, because this is a big move here for the future of Peoria that we have talked with you about endlessly over the last 2 or 3 years or whatever it's been. For folks who, I always like to try to reset this, tell people what Peoria BioMade is, just so we can set that aside.
In the simplest terms, Peoria BioMade is a group of folks that believe that the future of Peoria is in life sciences, and we want to bring life sciences to the city of Peoria as economic opportunities, job opportunities, and really the future of work.
And that will look, what will that look like? Literally, what will it look like for the average Peoria citizen who's not involved in the business but wants Peoria to grow and be a hub of this?
Well, in my perfect future, the downtown Peoria will have a number of different businesses specifically focused around biomanufacturing. So downtown Peoria, especially in the Warehouse District, we'll have a number of different laboratories focused on manufacturing different biomaterials, different next generation things for things like the COVID vaccines, for instance. But all of the different pieces that are going on in new biomedicine, Peoria will really be the site where we make all of those next generation medicines.
Now, I know I'm putting the cart before the horse, but do you have anyone with a hard hat walking around cleaning up a warehouse and getting it ready?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, we have an entire network of people who have been really scouring different properties throughout the city. Those folks have been both identifying cities with what I call the correct bones, but also a number of different construction companies and contractors and architectural groups throughout the city who have been really taking cities, working with local property owners, saying, you know, this is the correct sort of site. Also, you know, economically feasible for these sorts of opportunities. And then starting to build, you know, what is the economic model and how do we plug in private industries that are looking at cities like Peoria with this local ecosystem.
Before we get to the announcement that was made yesterday, Danny, you just made me have a thought that I wonder about. Some of those buildings in the Warehouse District are old. I mean, well, they're all old, right? Will there be Jake, physical requirements? I don't know. I know so little about all of this, like venting or unusual power needs or a safety. That makes it a little trickier to do in an older building?
Yeah, and to piggyback, I know a lot of people who own property down there in the warehouse, and they're probably listening going, okay, what? Call us, or can you come see? I mean, yeah. Seriously, you know what I'm saying?
What are the challenges in that area of our city?
Well, the challenge is to build laboratory anywhere have really been, you know, does the building have the sort of load-bearing capacity to have, you know, large amounts of capital equipment that, you know, different sorts of machines? Does it have the sort of height differential within the floor? And these are actually the things that warehouses are perfect for. So set aside the fact that the Warehouse District of Peoria has actually been zoned as a federal opportunity zone, which has a number of tax benefits for companies looking to make these sorts of investments. But warehouses themselves have actually been great sort of skeletons for laboratories. And just to illustrate the potential of this, I should say that the first headquarters of biotech in the city of Boston originally sprung up in a neighborhood called Kendall Square, Kendall Square in Boston, actually in Cambridge, Massachusetts, was a warehouse district. It was down along the river and was filled with different warehouses and utility yards that were converted into laboratories. And so that's actually where my inspiration to really start in the warehouse district came from.
Yeah, some of those buildings down there are like bomb shelters.
Oh, yeah, they're built, man. Yeah, they are built. Yeah. All right, so the announcement yesterday was Mrs. Staniford Vivian, whose husband is President Staniford over at Bradley. She herself comes from a wildly successful career in this industry, right? In medical finance.
Right, right. And so she not only has experience engaging with communities in the various different communities that she has been a part of as herself and her husband have been have sort of toured the world, but she also has experience within the medical profession.
Right.
So when she came before us as a potential hire for an executive director of our organization, I mean, there could not have been a more perfect fit.
Isn't that crazy that timing is everything, right? Timing is everything.
It was made to be.
That was made to happen. I am so happy about that. And that whole thing got kicked into gear because of a grant from the Gilmore Foundation. And Mr. Gilmore, one of the great Peoria Caterpillar people of all time. You know what their motto is there at the Gilmore Foundation, don't you, Jake? Be a Bob. That's their motto.
Be a Bob.
I'm not kidding you about that. That's their motto. They are the kindest people ever.
Oh, well, really, the Gilmore Foundation has really been a pioneer of leadership for the next generation of Peoria for a while. And it's very sort of a perfect matchup for us to get involved with them, sort of talking about, what will be the next generation of this city. And for us, just in the same sort of incredible fortune that we had to find Vivian. To be the next executive director of the director of the foundation, finding the Gilmore Foundation as well was really just a perfect fit in terms of people that are ideologically aligned with building the next generation of this great city.
Do we have enough houses, Greg?
I know we need to start building more houses for all the people going to move here. Jake, this is super great. The three you and Strand and Peoria BioMade and Vivian and the Gilmore folks, everything, just what a great set of circumstances.
And again, if you need visuals to help sell this nationwide, Greg and I still have our lab coats.
Yeah, we do have our very, very customized lab coats. Yeah. Jake, way to go, man. Thanks so much. Keep us posted. We'll get Vivian on the show here in the next little bit, too, to talk about the future of all of this as far as her or what she sees. I'm excited about
it. Well, I'm glad it's operating on her level, right?
Yeah.
And on the hard hat level of actually scouring warehouses to get this stuff going.
All right, sir. Have a great week.
Thank you, guys. You too.